Now it's time for our first feature. This would normally be our history slot from Richard Matthew, but we have given him the month off. So this time we hear about Norwich's music venues, where huge stars performed in the 1980s. Here is Sarah Lusher to tell you about them.
Norwich has a rich music history that many cities would envy. During the 1980s, the city's venues were drawing some of the biggest names in British and global music, from punk legends to the bands who would go on to fill stadiums across the world. Here we take a look at the stages which hosted the stars of the 1980s and what those venues look like today. The LCR, Lower Common Room at the UEA. The UEA's student union venue was a major hub for 1980s rock music, with its archived gig list recording an extraordinary roll call across the decade. In 1981, U2, Iron Maiden and Madness all performed in the space of a few weeks and were joined later in the year by Duran Duran and the Go-Go's. The Cure then also made an appearance at the venue in 1982, Slade in 1983, The Smiths in 1984, and punk band The Pogues, as well as The Proclaimers, in 1988. The venue is now known as the Nick Rains LCR and continues to attract major touring acts, including Brit Award-winning Miles Smith and alt-rock band The South Arcade. Norwich Arts Centre, St Benedict Street. The Norwich Arts Centre moved in St Swithin's Church in 1980 and became a key venue for alternative and indie acts. Nirvana made their Norwich debut in 1989 as part of the Wild Club Music Night at the venue and were headlining alongside grunge band Tad. The Stone Roses and My Bloody Valentine also played there in the 1980s. The venue is still operating as a multi-arts centre and was named Britain's best small venue by New Musical Express in 2014. St Andrew's Hall, St Andrew's Plain. This Grade 1 listed former Dominican priory has been one of Norwich's principal concert halls for centuries. In the 1980s, it hosted a range of rock and pop acts, including Iron Maiden in 1980 and The Cure in 1981. St Andrew's Hall and Blackfriars Hall, also known as the Halls, reopened its doors earlier this year after a £7.8 million refurbishment. Now it continues to operate as a cultural venue for concerts, community events and exhibitions. Penny's, also known as Cromwell's in Anglia Square. This small club, which traded as Cromwell's from 1976 and became Penny's in 1981, hosted the rock band New Order in 1982. Following a spell of closure between the 80s and 90s, the venue opened for the last time as Fat Paulie's. It also became the venue of the Wild Club, which brought legendary bands to the city early in their career, including My Bloody Valentine, Nirvana and Mudhoney. The building was demolished in late 2024 as part of the Anglia Square redevelopment.
Thank you, Sarah.